Our next guest on the program has appeared in a diverse collection of films through the years, from Animal House to Raiders of the Lost Ark, Malcolm X, and this year's A Year by the Sea. She has also directed a brand new film, A Tree, A Rock, A Cloud. We're pleased to be joined this afternoon by Karen Allen. Karen, thank you for being with us.
Oh, hi. Pleasure. Nice to be with you.
And did you recognize those voices on the song coming in there from the break?
Yes, I did, as a matter of fact.
You and Jeff Bridges from Starman. That's awesome.
Yeah, that was fun.
Well, after many years as an actor, and you've directed on stage before, but what prompted you to make your first film as a director?
You know, I was just sitting around with a producer I had worked with both in the theater as a director and as an actor, and he said to me, "Why haven't you directed a film?" And I said, "Well, you know, I feel like it's kind of an overwhelming thing. It's just a lot more complicated than directing a play from my perspective. You know, having been on film sets a lot of my life, I can't really fool myself into thinking that it's not an incredibly difficult task to direct a film." So he said, "Well, you know, if you were going to direct one, what would you be interested in doing?" And we began talking, and I said, "Well, I know for sure I would want to do a short film first, not a feature film." And he said, "Well, you know," we just started talking ideas, and this story that I have loved my whole life, I read it, I don't know, when I was 19 or 20 years old, and it always was just a Carson McCullers story that I thought was just a little gem of a story. And I mentioned it, and we started talking, and before I knew it, we were agreeing to work together to make this little film happen. So we did, and now it's on the film festival circuit, and I'm kind of jumping around from film festival to film festival. So,
and the story, A Tree, A Rock, A Cloud, is, among other things, a meditation on the nature of love.
It is. It's a passing of wisdom from an older man to a young boy, and he tells him a story of his life, and it's mostly about ways in which he really has suffered and struggled, and how he came to have a different way of looking at things that has changed everything about his life. And it's just a beautiful story. She wrote it when she was 25 years old. She was precociously a very interesting writer who wrote The Heart is a Lonely Hunter when she was 20. So, you know, it's kind of wonderful to bring a piece of her work onto film again, because there really hasn't been anything of hers put on film for about 25 years. So, and this is her 100th anniversary. She was born in 1917. So I've gotten not only to take it around to film festivals, but there are celebrations of her work that are happening all over the world this year, and I've been able to bring the film to those celebrations. I just came back from Rome, Italy, where the John Cabot University in Italy celebrated her work with an international kind of conference of people who are pretty much scholars of Carson McCullers.
Well, I'm a big fan of hers as well. Heart is a Lonely Hunter and Ballad of the Sad Cafe, two of my absolute favorites. What was the experience like of directing for the first time for film?
I absolutely loved it. I mean, it there were a lot of challenges involved, having never actually edited a film before, I was doing a lot of things for the first time. I'd never sat in a sound editing session or a sound design session or a color correction session, or a lot of the post-production aspects of it were, you know, brand new to me, because as an actor, you just never... or you don't participate in those aspects. So, you know, it was a steep learning curve, as they say. But I very much enjoyed every step of the process, and particularly I love working with the actors. So I used two actors who I have known for many, many years, Jeff DeMunn and James McMenamin, and James I had directed twice in the theater, and Jeff I've worked with on stage. So that was just a joy to be able to do something with them again. And then I have this lovely young man, 12-year-old boy, who is in the film, who's been winning awards for his performance. So that's pretty interesting.
We're talking with Karen Allen here on Downtown. Are more doors opening for women as directors?
They say there are. it's sort of seems to be something a lot of people talk about, although, you know, I think it's been being talked about for quite a number of years. And, you know, I just recently saw a film called The 4%, which is about, you know, how only 4% of films or television or any kind of programs are directed by women. So I don't know, based on our 51% population, I don't know if 4% is really what one could consider a good number. But I think, you know, there are a lot of, I'm saying this sort of in jest, but there are a lot of very positive things happening for women in film, not just as directors, but in all kinds of areas where traditionally you very rarely saw a female cinematographer, or you very rarely saw a female production designer, even for that matter, and on and on and on. So I think there are more jobs opening up. It's just, you know, I think it's because it's such a absolutely consuming job when you're doing it. It's very difficult for women who have any other things going on in their life, say being a mother or something. You know, it's a very, very difficult task to be working, to be directing a film and trying to do anything else in your life at all.
You made your debut, of course, in 1978 in Animal House, and it was very sad to hear recently of the passing of Stephen Furst.
I know. He was just one of the all-time lovely human beings, and we were all very, very sad that he left us. But he had health issues for a long time, and while it was a complete surprise, I also, you know, knew that he was struggling with all kinds of issues, but he was just the most lovely person.
I can only imagine, what were the experiences like of being with that cast? Because you had some interesting individuals on that set.
Yes, we did. I had, you know, it was my first film, and it was the first film of a lot of the other actors that were in it, which made it an awful lot of fun because, you know, we were all in the same boat, just kind of, you know, going by the seat of our pants. And for John Landis, too, who was the director, he had done a couple of, you know, very short, they were feature films, but they were very, very indie kinds of films. So this was a first-time experience for him, really having any kind of real budget and having a studio behind a film, and so, you know, we had an awful lot of fun doing it. It was a great spirit on the set, and a lot of really, really talented young actors.
You've been in so many iconic films through the years, but the film that we featured in the opening to the segment here is one that I don't think gets mentioned as much. Starman with Jeff Bridges, I thought was just such a wonderful movie.
I love that film, and I mean, it actually lives on. It's one of the films I think that people talk to me about the most. I think when it came out, it was up against a couple of other really, you know, heralded sci-fi films. I think that's when literally within weeks of each other, 2010 came out, and also Dune, I think, both came out. So I think it, at the time, it didn't do as well in the theaters as maybe, you know, we all hoped that it would, although I think it did fairly well. But, you know, I think it lives on in whatever ways films live on, you know, by being shown on television or you know, on Netflix and things like that.
You also were in a wonderful movie with Sissy Spacek that was filmed up here in Maine, In the Bedroom. Did you come to Maine for that?
I did. I had met with the director, at one point, and he wasn't even sure what. I think there was a moment where it looked like Sissy Spacek was not going to be able to do the film, and he was meeting with me on the chance that maybe I could step in if she couldn't do it. And I loved the film. Is when I read it, I loved the script so much that I just said to him, well, look, you know, if it turns out Sissy can do it, and, if there's another role in this that you would like me to do, I would just love to be in the film. I think it's a wonderful script. And in the end, Sissy did do it, and we settled on me playing this attorney. And I just came up there, I think, for a day. I was there for, I arrived, I shot for a day, and went home the next day. So as things went, yeah.
Well, you're an adopted New Englander for some time. Your home in the Berkshires has been, I would think, just a wonderful place for you to be to indulge all of your arts. You've got your shop, Karen Allen Fiber Arts. You work a lot in the theater community and the creative community there in Great Barrington.
Yes, it's a pretty fantastic area to live in. I'm trying to keep that a secret, so it's as small a community as it is. But no, it's beautiful. We have Tanglewood, we have Jacob's Pillow, we have the theaters, we have, I'm on the board of the Berkshire International Film Festival, which has just grown and become this really extraordinary event that kind of launches the season. We have little ski mountains, and it's just, it's quite a beautiful place to live. And I raised my son here, which was really, in a way, why I ended up moving here, was to put him in school here. So and he still lives in the Berkshires. He was born in New York, and he grew up somewhat in New York City, and I thought for sure he would be a New York City boy, but as it turns out, he likes living in the Berkshires.
Speaking of your son, though, I get this from the unimpeachable source of Wikipedia, but is it true that he was a winner on Chopped?
Yes, just recently. In about 6 months ago, he won Chopped. Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. He is quite an exceptional young chef, and he started out very, very young, and he's 26 now, but he's been cooking professionally, gosh, since he was 14.
Well, Karen, I will tell you that the 19-year-old Rich Kimball here would have been absolutely giddy at the prospect of talking with Katie from Animal House, and all these years later, this version of Rich is pretty excited too. It's been a real treat to talk with you this afternoon.
Oh, thanks. Thanks so much.
We wish you much success with a tree, a rock, a cloud, and all your future endeavors.
Thank you so much.